Nichols stayed silent as he walked the tools to the back of his Explorer. Levi remained planted, unsure of what he could do other than keep trying to talk his way out of the situation. "All I did was point her in the direction of some people who knew the girl, so she could do a profile piece," Levi continued. "I mean, it's not like she's going to solve this case before you, or the freaking Texas Rangers." Nichols slammed shut the back hatch of his SUV and walked out to face Levi. He widened his stance a bit and shifted his right hand to his holster. "I think what we've got here is failure to communicate." Levi took a panicked step back and looked behind him to see if he was close enough to dive into the Optima. He wasn't. Levi had begun hyperventilating when he turned back, only to find Nichols doubled over in laughter. "Network," Nichols said as he stood up straight. "I guess they don't show that one in journalism school." "Jesus Christ, dude. You scared the living shit out of me." "You don't think I would shoot you just for asking questions?" "Just keep that Holloway woman out of my hair, and let me know if y'all find anything that might help." "Will do," Levi said. "So should we put these fence posts back in the ground, or do I need to call the landowner, or what?" "Don't worry about it. I got this. I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal." "Anchorman," Levi said. The Vista County Sheriff's strange, never-ending game was a welcome distraction as Levi tried not to think about his past or what kind of future he could cobble together.